Governmental Affairs Report. More mountains to climb, Jeff Tom. I often think how nice it would be if a year went by without Washington, D.C. and Sacramento presenting us with any challenges, both new and old. Of course, it would also be nice if I had no taxes to pay and the athletic teams I root for never lost a game, but some things are just not meant to be, so let's look at some of the challenges we face in 2013. On the federal level, President Obama has signed the order triggering the automatic cuts required by law when he and Congress couldn't agree on a plan for cuts, revenues, or both that would have negated the requirement that those federal cuts take effect. On the positive side, certain programs like Social Security and SSI, Medi-Cal funding, and Medicare benefits, other than a reduction in provider payments, are exempt from the cuts. However, other programs, including special education and rehabilitation, are not exempt. Page 38. At the recent Department of Rehabilitation Blind Advisory Committee meeting, we were informed that the reduction in federal funding the department will take, which will amount to around 5%, can hopefully be absorbed without creating any noticeable service reductions. I'm sure that at our upcoming spring conference and convention, we will hear more about whether this preliminary assessment will prove correct. One significant result that these spending cuts are likely to have is 1 day per week furlough for many federal employees. This furlough will not only result in a 20% cut in pay for those federal employees who are blind or visually impaired, but also will likely cause serious reductions in sales by our blind vendors who operate federal facilities. Keep in mind the possibility still exists that Congress and the President will work out a deal later in the year that will replace these automatic reductions. Such a deal could have either lesser or far greater consequences on the programs important to persons with vision loss. Several of us recently returned from storming Capitol Hill to represent all of you on behalf of the American Council of the Blind. Those present included CCB and ACB presidents Donna and Mitch Pomerantz, Artis Bazin, Christina Wood, Vincent Calderon, and yours truly. Page 39. Special thanks go to the Silicon Valley and San Gabriel Valley chapters for enabling Christina and Vince to attend. We advocated for a study to assess the impact of allowing persons with low vision to obtain low vision aids as a Medicare benefit. Much of this equipment is costly, making it next to impossible for those on a fixed income to afford it. Our other legislative imperative was the adoption of the Ann Sullivan Macy Act, the first comprehensive piece of federal legislation aimed specifically at reforms in federal provisions relating to the education of children who are blind or visually impaired. Stay tuned for more about these topics. Turning now to our state capital, the big news is something positive for a change, due in large part to the firm hand of Governor Brown. Even if sometimes wielded in a way that we might not approve, the state finds itself in a situation where further major cuts will not be necessary in state programs in order to ensure the budget remains balanced. In fact, modest increases, especially in education, may occur. The government is, however, vowing to remain firm insofar as needing to retain spending discipline so as to avoid slipping back when more reductions become necessary. There will still be budget battles to fight. For example, the governor still wants to make a 20% reduction in IHSS funding that was held up by the courts last year. Page 40. I would expect a fierce battle by those in his own party against that cut. Those of you who read my last article may remember that the Democrats have a 2/3 majority in the Assembly, and they may also have such a majority in the Senate, depending upon the outcomes of a couple of special elections to replace state senators who moved on to Congress. Hopefully, we will not need to ask your assistance to battle cuts in areas such as library services funding, funding for the California School for the Blind, and funding for college and university disabled student services programs. But if we do, we need to count on you for the same type of support that you provided in the past. Even if the budget is somewhat less contentious than in prior years, we will have much to keep us occupied. In somewhat of a deja vu moment, we are again faced with a healthy foods bill, similar to AB 727 that we helped to defeat 2 years ago. AB 459 by Assemblywoman Mitchell would require that at least 50% of the food offered by a vendor in a vending machine on state property, as defined, meet accepted nutritional guidelines by January 1, 2015, with this percentage being raised to 75% in 1 year and to 100% by January 1, 2017. Page 41. This bill, because it impacts only blind vendors, will clearly have a dramatic impact on the ability of blind vendors to compete with food vendors in surrounding buildings, let alone the impact created by those persons who will decide to bring their own foods to work rather than frequent the vending machine of a blind vendor. Another ongoing issue is the commencement of demonstration projects for those eligible for both Medicare and Medi-Cal in 8 pilot counties, including Los Angeles, which are set to begin this fall. We are working on a number of items in connection with these projects, most notably efforts to ensure that recipients receive information in accessible formats to ensure that in switching to managed care, they will have all the information they need. This year is a so-called sunset review of the Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind. It is the time when the legislature examines the board and looks not only at how long it will extend the life of the board, but also at what changes, if any, should be made in the statutes that govern the board. CCB will be actively participating in this examination process. These are just a few of the issues on which we will be working in 2013. Keep an eye not only on future issues of the BC, but also on governmental affairs reports on the Washington connection for other items of interest. Page 42, also, if you are aware of items that you think we need to be working on, please contact me via email at jeff.thom@ccbnet.org or by phone at 916-995-3967. And remember that we need all of you to step up to the plate when called upon to advocate on behalf of Californians who are blind or visually impaired.